Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with cattle market watcher Daryl Peel. We're talking wheat pasture with Daryl in just a moment.
Drew Edmondson should come with warning labels. Something like, caution, Drew Edmondson's been in politics for more than 40 years. He's the definition of a career politician. And warning, Edmondson was a huge supporter of liberal Hillary Clinton and was ranked as one of the worst attorney generals in the country, earning an F for political bullying and hypocrisy. Caution, Drew Edmondson supported making it easier for Oklahoma's legislature to raise taxes, opposed lowering the income tax, and has said that if he's elected governor, he'd consider new job-killing taxes on Oklahomans. Here's another one. Danger. As Attorney General, Drew Edmondson steered $30 million to one law firm. That's $1,500 per hour. Then turned around and took a job with that very same law firm. That's unethical. Heads up. Drew Edmondson's a liberal, unethical, Hillary-loving career politician. We've been warned. If we're going to take Oklahoma in a better direction, it sure won't be with Drew Edmondson.
Authorized and paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
We've arrived into the month of November. There is some wheat pasture out there, at least a little bit, but the potential is a whole lot more may be in the works once we get a little more solid footing as wheat fields dry out. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. He says this is an unusual year.
You know, in terms of where we are with wheat right now, it's a very unusual situation. I can't remember a time that was ever like this. We have lots of wheat coming. There are a few producers who didn't get planted before all the rain came, and so there's going to be some later planted wheat. But a lot of wheat did get planted, and it's coming on. Some of it's big enough to graze. Some of it will be big enough to graze pretty shortly with a little bit of sunshine. And so we've got lots of wheat pasture prospects, but it's too wet right now to actually turn cattle out on wheat. You know, because of all the rain and sloppy weather we've had, a lot of producers have kind of delayed getting cattle in because it's, from a health standpoint, not a very good time to bring cattle in. So, the situation is that we're being delayed by too much moisture in terms of getting started with wheat pasture. But once we get going, I think we're going to have a lot of wheat pasture and a lot of demand for grazing that will go along with that. As of yet, the budget's still look fairly attractive. You know, when you look at futures for the spring relative to cost of production and cost of cattle right now, we've seen this feeder market kind of jump up and down, up sometimes a little bit counter-seasonally because of the demand. But in general, the budget still worked. They seem to offer a decent return to the wheat pasture and some opportunity for return to the cattle.
Daryl, as you mentioned, in a lot of cases, we've got fields that need to dry out a bit before they'll be able to support cattle. At what point would you start getting worried about not being able to get the cattle onto the wheat pasture that seemingly is going to be available?
Well, I think, you know, the amount of forage that we're going to produce on wheat is going to be an opportunity for producers to utilize that. Some producers probably were a little short of hay. You know, we had some late summer or fall production of hay that helped fill some earlier gaps in hay production. But this winter forage is also an opportunity. And again, the moisture's there. We're virtually assured, barring just an absolute, wreck of a winter, to have significant wheat pasture this winter. So, you know, I think there are opportunities for these producers in some cases to actually run more stockers than they typically would, because we kind of know up front that we're going to have plenty to work with. I've talked to producers recently that are looking beyond stockers to, you know, whether or not they should feed out some cull cows, or feed some cull cows, I should say, for some period of time, which can be a very profitable thing at times. So I think the abundance of forage that the wheat is going to give us and some other cool season forages is a real opportunity for us.
Daryl, if we might, let's talk for a moment about where we are on our mama cow numbers, both right now and what you're anticipating as we get to that January 1, 2019 report that'll be coming from Uncle Sam.
You know, again, we're still monitoring cow slaughter, heifer slaughter, those kinds of things. The latest cattle on feed report had our quarterly breakdown of heifers on feed and confirmed that we still have a lot of heifers in the feedlot. All of those things combined suggest to me they really haven't changed my outlook for quite a few months now, and that is I'm expecting very modest growth in the cow herd that we will measure from January 1 of 2018 to the next January when we get the new numbers, something on the order of half a percent, plus or minus. I think we did see minimal growth. That's down from last year's 1.7%, and of course, significantly bigger growth the 2 years prior to that. So January 1, 2019, we come in with a little bit bigger number. Again, maybe about a half a percent bigger. That could be the peak. Or maybe we continue to see a little bit of growth in 2019, but really more of a plateau. And so that's kind of the way it looks to me like now. These numbers are kind of coming into a plateau where they're not probably not so big that we're going to precipitate liquidation. And we can sort of hold price levels as long as demand continues to absorb the beef production that we're going to have.
Cattle Market Watcher Daryl Peel, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and proud to congratulate all the Oklahoma high achievers at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, including the National Champion Livestock Judging and National Championship Ag Issues teams, both from Kingfisher FFA. ITC also congratulates Oklahoma's AgriScience National Champions, Morgan Williams and Abby Wooten of Stillwater FFA and Cade Beck of Edmond FFA. ITC, your energy superhighway.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.